From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshon Ratanpal. A Missouri House committee has approved a bill that clarifies a law that allows counties to freeze property taxes for seniors. Missouri News Network's Alex Cox has more on the bill.
The clarification comes after the law caused confusion over who exactly is covered by the tax freeze. Since the law took effect, counties have implemented variations of it that differ from the original intent. The new bill clarifies that anyone 62 years or older is eligible for the tax freeze. Republican Representative Ben Keithley from Chesterfield is slated to carry the bill in the House. He says the bill includes mostly technical changes to bring the law closer to what was intended.
Making sure that it has the broad intent for Missouri seniors that we thought we were voting for last year.
Monday's meeting follows a lawsuit from a former state representative against St. Louis County trying to force the county to implement the law. I'm Alex Cox, Missouri News Network.
Boone County is developing a master plan to find out how the county will develop over the next few decades. The Columbia Missourian reports an estimated 250,000 people may live in the county by 2050, compared to under 190,000 in 2022. The commission is holding 6 community input meetings next week to discuss how the county can respond to the needs of its increasing population. Dates and locations can be found at showmeboone.com. A new set of studies finds tens of thousands of construction workers in Missouri and Kansas aren't properly classified by their employers. Unions representing construction workers say this leads to wage theft and tax fraud by companies in both states. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports.
The studies from the University of Missouri-Kansas City find Kansas and Missouri have more than 30,000 misclassified construction workers. UMKC economics professor Michael Kelsey authored the studies, which received funding from the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. He says these numbers are mostly the result of employers classifying workers as independent contractors,
which allows them to save approximately one-third of their labor costs by not paying all these associated taxes, workman comp, state income tax, federal income tax, Social Security.
Kelsey says at the high end, both Missouri and Kansas could be losing out on nearly $50 million in state income taxes. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Dairy farmers in the Midwest and Great Plains are working to keep their herds safe now that bird flu has been found in some cows. 8 states, including Kansas, have confirmed cases of avian influenza in dairy cattle. Farmers are taking precautions, including isolating cows that are new to a farm and monitoring herds for symptoms like decreased milk production. So far, most cows that have gotten sick have recovered, and authorities are emphasizing that milk is safe because it is pasteurized. I'm Harshon Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.